السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, absolutely cold, freezing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyat, and Allah bless you and the family with good health. Allah accept the khidmat for deen, and Allah ta'ala take Marcus Sahaba to great heights, defending the integrity and the azmat of the Sahaba. Allah instill the love of the Sahaba ikram in the hearts of every Muslim, male, female, child, adult. Ameen. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all your du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa and few countries, it is the 13th of Zulhijjah, 1446. And in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, today is the 14th of Zulhijjah, Alhamdulillah. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 48, Surah Al-Fath, the victory, and verses number 15 and verse number 16. To understand today's lesson, there's a bit of background, and then we will understand it properly. It was in the month of Zulqa'dah, the sixth year of the Hijrah, approximately 1400-1500 Sahaba, companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu salam went for Umrah, and they were all in Ihram, no arms, no ammunition, because the Master alayhi salatu salam saw a dream. But when they came to Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, prevented them. This is just outside the Haram Sharif. And then there was the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, known as Sulah Hudaybiyah. Nevertheless, you must come the next year, the seventh year, for 3 days only, perform the Umrah, Umratul Qadha, and you go back. But in that interim, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, in this surah, also Suratul Fath, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has made ishara and made suggestions to them and signs that you, this will be a great, great blessing for you in the near future and in the distant future. So nevertheless, you agree what they are saying. So that was Zulqa'dah in the 6th year of the Hijrah. Why we say 1400-1500? Because in Bukhari Sharif both are mentioned. So it means in between that amount they were. Now in the new year, the 7th year of the Hijrah, in the month of Muharram, the battle of Khaybar took place, when 94 Jews and Jutlas were dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, eternal doom, eternal gloom. And we find that 16 Sahaba became Shuhada and martyrs in their battle against the Jews in Khaybar. Khaybar is plus minus approximately 140-150 kilometers away from Madina Munawwara. And we exhort and encourage every Muslim person, now you're going for Umrah, or afterwards, after a few months or next year, and you are in Madina Munawwara, you should go to Khaybar. Like how when you are in Makkah, you should go to Taif and take your ihram worth. And on your return journey, then you make Umrah from Sayl. Sayl is the miqat and the boundary there. So now this is what Almighty Allah is teaching us here. So the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, they said, no, we also want to come worth. So Almighty Allah says, no, only those people who went for the Umrah in the sixth year, they must go there, not you hypocrites and so forth. Allah Ta'ala is not accepting you because of your fence sitting and sitting on the fence. Once you sit on the fence, you are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So once you understood that, then you will understand today's lesson. Chapter 48, Suratul Fath, verse number 15. سيقول المخلفون, soon those who lagged behind, the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, they will say, إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانم لتأخذوها, when you proceed. Proceed for what? إلى مغانم, to get and receive the booty, the spoils of war, going to Khaybar, you see. لِتَأْخُذُوهَا, so you will get it, receive it, pick it up, and so forth. So that will be the spoils of war. Almighty Allah gave them victory, the Bisharat and glad tidings of victory. The person and personality who played a prominent role, remember, was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll give the raya, the banner and the flag to that person. Yuhibbuhullahu wa rasoolah, yuhibbuhullahu wa rasooluh, and wa yuhibbuhullahu wa rasoolah. Almighty Allah jalla wala and Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love him. And he loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every Sahabi wanted that they must be called up. Sayyidina Umar says that they really wished my name could come out. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, Ayna Ali, where is Sayyidina Ali Radiallahu Anhu? They said he's ill and sick, he's right there at the back, call him. And the Master alayhi salatu salam took his busaq mubarak, his saliva mubarak, and then applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, my eyes never pained after that. Gave him the banner and the flag, and he took on the jutlas individually, and he defeated their most important soldier and dispatched him to hell. The forts that are there till today, so he broke and smashed the door to pieces. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of that, is known as Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar in the seventh year of the Hijrah during the month of Muharram. And if you know poetry, he used to say, Haydar Qarrar, I am the Haydar, Haydar with a ha. I am the lion, the firm lion. We only advance, we don't retreat. So wonderful, wonderful lessons there for us to learn. إِذَنْ تَلَقْتُمْ إِلَىٰ مَغَانِمَ لِتَأْخُذُوهَا. So when you, Sahaba, students and companions will proceed there to Khaybar to receive لِتَأْخُذُوهَا, to receive it, the booty, spoils of war. Then they said that ذَرُوْنَا, give us permission. The munafiqeen would say, give us permission. Why we want permission? نَتَّبِعَكُمْ, we want to follow you. Because now they knew that victory is certain and there'll be booty and spoils of war and hardly much effort and so forth. So everything will be wrapped up in few days. So now Allah Ta'ala replied, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the verse to them. Yuridun, they the hypocrites, those who only pay lip service to Islam. Deep down in the inner recess of their hearts, no iman, nothing, no faith, no conviction. Yuridun an yubaddilu kalam Allah. That it means they want to change the verdict and the speech of Almighty Allah. Only those people must participate who went to that Umrah and that aborted Umrah, which led to the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. So they must go, not you hypocrites, you stayed behind, so you remain behind. Pull. Ya Rasulullah, O Rahmatulil Alameen, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you address them directly and tell them, قُلْ لَنْ تَتَّبِعُونَا, so tell them you will never ever follow us regarding these type of missions and expeditions. لَنْ تَتَّبِعُونَا كَذَٰلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Similarly, Almighty Allah has said so in the past. So Allah's decree, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's verdict, munafiqeen cannot come with, you see. So today when you look at what's happening in Gaza, when you look at what's happening in Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, So the Munafiqeen, we don't want you to come, you Haramis, you Murtaddeen and Khabis. Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain and Morocco, you stay there. And then if you don't make Tawbah, you'll be dispatched, you don't repent, you'll be dispatched to the lowest, lowest layers of Jahannam and the hellfire. Surah 4, verse 145. Innal munafiqina fi darkil asfali minan nar. That verily the hypocrites, those who pay lip service to Islam, but they hate Islam and despise Islam in their hearts. So they will be dispatched to the lowest, lowest dungeon and prison there in Jahannam, the hellfire, Quran says. فسيقولون. Then these munafiqeen and hypocrites, what will they say? بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا. Nay, you, the Muslims, you are jealous of us. Can you believe that? So now to cover their backs and cover their front and so forth, they look for excuse. They tell the true Muslims, بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا. Nay, you are jealous, envious of us. So Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla answers, بَلْ nay, كَانُوا لَا يَفْقَهُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Nay, they understand of deen is very little. Very little they understand of Islam. Like today, if you look at the Muslim rulers, you look at the kings and the crown prince and the crown princes, and if you look at the Muslim ummah, very few got true understanding of deen. Remember that. If you find 10% also, you'll be lucky. 80-90% just follow the Pied Piper. Whether they take them right or wrong or middle or nifaq or what, they're not interested, remember. Just do, get done with it. Hajj is finished. Today is the 14th of Zulhijjah. You ask the people when you pelted, they say we pelt any time. That's what our leader told us. You ask them, did you sleep in Mina? He says not necessary. Then you ask them, you did this? He says no. So why? Everywhere 90%, 80% look for loopholes. Shortcut Hajj, remember that. You will find the people on the 9th day in Mina, they will just fasten their haram, go to Arafat, next day out, Hajj finish kalas. Just make one tawaf after that in Sa'i and they'll say Hajj finish. So we made the Arafat and we made tawaf al-ziyara, tawaf al-ifada. We read 2 rakat salat and thereafter sa'i, Hajj finished. What pelting. We made tawkeel. Tawkeel means we told that person he must go pelt for us. Thousands of them do that. If you know how the Hajj works nowadays, Allah protect us. Wa ilallah al-mushtaka. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. To Allah alone we complain. There is no might to take us towards good deeds. There is no power to prevent us from the vices and evil except Him Almighty. قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Could tell the other group of people, لِلْمُخَلَّفِينَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ, those who are staying on the periphery, on the outskirts, the people in the villages, they're outside Medina Munawwara. So you address them, they also stayed behind. سَتُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ, soon you'll be called and invited there to fight such a people, أُلِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ, that there will be Fatih Makkah. After Fatih Makkah, there will be Hunayn. After Hunayn, there will be Taif. So these are people who are well-groomed and they are powerful nations. Shadidin, very powerful in warfare. You will be invited to qatilunahum. You must fight them. O Yuslimun, O those people will embrace Islam lovingly, willingly, sincerely. So now you stayed behind the first time. So Allah is giving you another chance. فَإِنْ تُطِيعُوا, if you're obedient this time, the second time, you come for Fatih Makkah, you come for Hunayn, you come to Taif, the battles will take place. يُؤْتِيكُمُ اللَّهُ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. يُؤْتِيكُمُ اللَّهُ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. Allah Jalla Wala will grant you a handsome, optimum, maximum reward. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا, and if you turn away, كَمَا تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ, as you turned away before, when we told you, come here, you turned away, يُعَذِّبُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah Jalla Wala will punish you, a very, very painful, terrible, horrible punishment, chastisement. اللَّهُمَّ احْفَظْنَا مِنْ, اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. Allah envelop us in His special mercy. Ya Allah, we are very weak, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us. Chapter 7, verse 151. وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. Read with me, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. وادخلنا في رحمتك, O Allah, include us in your special mercy. وأنت وحاليا, whilst you alone exclusively. وأنت أرحم الراحمين, you exclusively, Ya Allah, you are who? أرحم الراحمين, the most merciful one to show mercy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today 13th of Zulhijjah 1446, day 613 of the war of Israel against Hamas and the Palestinians and the Muslims, and backed and aided and abetted by America, both haramis. 14th of Zulhijjah in most parts of the world, 80-90% of the cities, countries, continents. We present to you the news, views and interviews. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 5 shutlas dispatched to help, many, many wounded, and the helicopters are busy. They're cutting people from here to there, transferring them. The shutlas and the ISIS, you see? ISIS was formed by the Jews and by America and so forth. You remember Hillary Clinton, what she said? That we form Al-Qaeda and so forth. So that is what they say. And then they will say Al-Qaeda is doing this. But they are the ones who financed them initially and so forth. Jutlas and ISIS killed Palestinians when they went for aid and so forth. Every day 30, 40, 50, 80, 100, hundreds of them injured. And then they say the Palestinians are the terrorists. America, Israel are the biggest terrorists. And daily read 2 rakat salat. Allahumma ahlik amerikiyin wa israeliyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, decimate and destroy America and Israel and all those who are the enemies of Islam. So the fires are still raging on there in Jerusalem and people are getting injured, the jutlas. We say Alhamdulillah, Allah mazid azabaka alayhim. There in Los Angeles, remember the people are getting totally confused. One is now they are sending 2,000 more guards to LA and 700 Marines there. And then the governor there, he says that Trump is a dictator and he's suing Trump. Very good. Let America burn, remember that, and let Trump go to jail. And because 34 felony criminal charges against him is proven guilty already, and this side, Bibi, Netanyahu, the war criminal, must go to jail. Allahumma arina ajaiba qudratik. Ya Allah, you show us your power, Ya Allah, which we can never ever perceive beyond our perception, comprehension. Inshallah, it will happen in our lifetime. Israel wants 3 places there. Remember, in Yemen, you must evacuate. They can do as they please, the jutlas, haramis. You move here. So therefore, we support Hamas. Therefore, we support the Houthis. Therefore, we support Hezbollah. Therefore, we support anybody who attacks Israel or America. And remember, Muslim, non-Muslim, Murtad also, we will support them so that they give them a good threshing. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, that Allah Jalla Wala will aid and help and assist this deen of Islam through non-Muslims also. You can be the worst of the worst. So sometimes it happens like that also. So big problems in India, in Manipur. You know, we tell you about Saharanpur, Palanpur, Dabelpur, and Kolhapur. So in Manipur, there's big problems there. So that are the Hindus versus the Christians. There's curfew there. The Modi regime has cut off their internet and so forth, so the army can cause havoc and so forth. So there, remember, if you are a non-Hindu in India, there's big problems for you. Especially you Muslim or you Sikh or you Christian and so forth, you treated like a second, third, fourth class citizen there. Synagogue attacked in Jerusalem, the rabbi also is in a mix there, you see. So who attacked? They will say Palestinians. So what the hell you expect? You steal our homes, you demolish our mosque, you steal our olive trees, you steal our gardens, our orchards, our farms, everything. So whatever we can find, we will harm you. So that is what you can do. Islam does not say you must go and destroy churches or synagogues. But all this happening, we won't condemn it. Remember that, because they need to show you jutlas, haram is a point also. Italy cuts ties with the spyware firm Paragon in Israel. You say you haramis, you tell us you are our friends, but you're spying on us and so forth, go to hell. So they cut off ties with them. The flotilla, you see, today the 12 activists, they will be deported. They said in few hours' time from Ben Gurion Airport. So very good there to then send them away. And they made their point, mission accomplished. Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Hitler was right. I say Hitler was right. You don't agree. It is your choice. You can fly a kite. So you must remember that. So we say Hitler was right. That you jutlas want to promote promiscuity, pornography. You want all gay business, backdoor business. You like backdoor business, you jutlas. Stan, Adam and Eve, you don't like. You like Adam and Steve business. And thereafter, charge people interest and so forth. So how did this whole banking system start? The day it started is a cursed system. Till today also, there's no such thing as Sharia compliant and all that. So remember, the Rothschild started this, they started it, and then they made sure they will manipulate it, and that capitalism at its best, as they call it, if you understand really what's happening. So Russia destroyed plus minus 50 drones of Ukraine, and you telling me Ukraine got time to give you halal food and halal meat today in Mina and Arafat and so forth? Come off it, please, man. Use your common sense. Afala ta'qilun. Russia attacks a maternity hospital last night, this morning also. So one person died, many, many injured. They took a survey there in England, and now there's so many Pakistanis, so many Indians, so many Africans. Let's call them all non-white, right? So like in, you know, in South Africa, apartheid, we had blankers and knee blankers. I remember all this very well. It's still in my mind, you know. I can still see those boards there. You go to the bank, you go to the post office, you go to the park, blankers and knee blankers. So whites and non-whites. Non-whites and dogs are not allowed in this park. You see that? So all that they had, you mustn't forget your history. So you must give it back to them and tell them we won't forgive, we won't forget. You Burkis and Bura, you go back to America. Get the hell out of here. We don't worry about you. Come and talk nonsense here. The genocide is taking place there in America and there in Israel, the haramis. So the white children now in England, 1 in 4 only are whites. So 3/4 are what? Non-whites, if you understand it like that. So 25% are whites and 75% non-whites. The whole demographics have changed there, you see. They told us when we were in school in the 60s, early 60s, they would say the British Empire, the sun never sets there. Now they can't even see the sun. And the whole Britain is falling upside down everywhere. The non-whites are taking over. So anyway, Evna Bibi's son. Now he's getting married this Sunday, Monday, you see. So now the people and the soldiers and the public, the jutlas and the Zionists are up in arms. Our sons must go there and give their lives and get dispatched to hell, or their leg missing or something else missing and so forth and so on. And your son gets married and then he's going to get busy with his wife and so forth. How you justify this, BB? Satan Yahu, your war criminal, and his son's name, Evna. So they're all haramis as it is. South African news, this is something very interesting for us here. So now you know Lesufi. Lesufi is the premier of Gauteng. So he is going for a trip to where? To China for some business, right? Allah alone knows what business. So who will be the temporary premier here in Gauteng? So maybe some of you know her. Me, I don't know them. Her name, Tasneem Motara. So Tasneem Motara will be the acting premier of Gauteng. So that you can see Muslims where and where they are, right? So then you find sad story, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Rajiun. The Bulbulia family here in Crosby, their whole entire house burnt and so forth. And remember the one Kala passed away also, Raisa, and the daughter baby also passed away. Allah Jalla Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, you know. And Allah Ta'ala make easy for the family. All you family friends should come and now assist them with lillah money and so forth. Build the house quick, inshallah. I heard Mawana Salim Karim saying with brrr, very, very cold day in Ladysmith. So I think Maulana is there. So we here in Lands and Joburg, very cold here. Especially we'll go out now for the time. The wind knocks you straight, you must remember, in the face. But there's nothing compared to America and Canada midwinter. Minus 20, minus 25, minus 30 and so forth. I wanted to show my wife, you know, the Niagara Falls. So first of day of January 2001, I took her. And it was minus 18, minus 20 around there. We couldn't even spend 5 minutes there. I saw it in summer with my brother Yusuf Dokrat, rahimahullah. And now we're seeing it in winter. It is so cold, you know. So we haven't reached that. Mashatile, the deputy president, he spends millions in Japan. What benefit for me and you? The best hotel, he says he wants that. The best meals, he wants that. The best transport, mufatias and that freebies. Not fit to be the deputy president. That's my opinion, and you can tell him also. Goodyear, you know Goodyear, the tires, so they are there in Eastern Cape. Remember, they closing shop. South Africa, for them, is a disaster, they say. 900 plus people will be losing their job. Eastern Cape is facing a crisis, remember. So many companies are closing, no employment, and then this could lead to big problems and riots and so forth. So remember that you in South Africa, today is 13th of Hijrah. Today is the 13th of Zulhijjah, 1446 after Hijrah. So remember that today, your Fajr Salat, Zuhur Salat, and Asr, you continue with Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Wallah alhamd, and finish. Okay? And everywhere else, it's already the 14th in Makkah, Mukarramah, and so forth. Those of you who still got 3, 4, 5 days, you want to make another Umrah. Very good Umrah season has opened. So go to Tan'im, and then you make intention there. Go to Jirana and make intention there. Go to Hudaybiyah and make intention there. Hudaybiyah is called Shumaysiyah, there's a masjid there also. So those are the places easy for you. Go there, make intention, and if you want to read 2 rakats, you read 2 rakats, and you perform another Umrah whilst you are there. Excellent. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha perform Umrah on the night of the 14th. So that will set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So everything what we speak, we must have evidence and proof, not hither udar ki baate and kisse kahani and stories and fairy tales and Indian stories in the Lal Kitab and Onay. We must speak from Quran Sharif. We must speak from Sunnah Mubarakah. We must speak about the Sahaba, the beloved students of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and the real awliyaullah, not these plastics we got today, the real awliyaullah, and according to the 4 schools of thought, that is the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Jimana, we have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, according to which mazhab can Qurbani be done on the 13th of Zilhajj?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, excellent question. Today you can make Qurbani also, but only according to Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. There's an excellent book for all the ulama, all the students, all the people who know the Arabic language, written by Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, Al-Masailul Lati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi. Those masail and issues where Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is one side, and all 3 jurors, scholars, that is the Hanbalis, the Hanafis, the Malikis, they're on the other side. So this is one of them. We won't tell people to go and slaughter today and make sacrifice Qurbani today. But if a person tell me he's from Malawi or Cape Town or Kimberley and they follow the Shafi'i school, we will tell him go ahead, and it is permissible according to the Shafi'is. So is a masterpiece book, Al-Masail al-Lati infarada biha Shafi'i duna ikhwatihi, by Hafiz ibn Kathir, rahimahullahi, and his ustad, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, buried in the same graveyard, in Maqabir al-Sufiyya, in Damascus, Syria.
Mufti Sahib, what is the Shari ruling as far as fasting today, 13th?
If it is the 13th in your country, like South Africa and the neighboring countries and so forth, so then fasting is haram. And if you are there in Makkah, Mina, or you are there in Medina, or in Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and Al-Ardul Muhtalla, the occupied territories where it is the 14th. So if it is the 14th, then you fast 14, 15, 16, whatever you want to, so all that permissible. But if it is the 13th, like in South Africa, then it's haram to fast today. Why? Because 5 days in the Islamic calendar is haram to fast. The first of Shawwal, Ramadan finishes, we celebrate Eid al-Fitr. So that's first of Shawwal. You can't fast on Eid day. 10th of Zulhijjah, you can't fast. Why? It's Eid al-Adha. And 3 days after that, Ayyamut Tashriq, 11, 12, 13, is haram to fast. So therefore, it is still part of our Eid in this sense, is takbir and so forth. So you can't be fasting. Anybody made intention to fast today, you must break your intention. And remember, you can't fast if it is the 13th in your city, your country, your area. If it is the 14th and so forth, so very good, you fast, no problem. You perform Umrah, no problem, all acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, we slaughtered a goat for Qurbani, asked the farmer if it's pregnant. He said no, only to find out that it was pregnant. Do we distribute the meat? What is the Shariah's ruling?
MashaAllah, you got two for the price of one. So there's a bonus, my brother. Everything you will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah, open chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse number 44. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى. And we, Allah is stamping His Majesty, Authority, Sovereignty. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder, the Quran Sharif. So now you are the recipient. Your heart is the best in the entire universe. Your jasad athar is the best in the entire universe. Everything of yours is the best of the best. Now you are the one who received it. What must you do? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So you must explain to the people in detail. Bayan, explanation. Tabiin, to explain in detail. So you must explain in detail to them, مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what is revealed for them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they wonder, ponder and reflect. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, verse 44. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us more than 1400 years ago, Zakatul Zakatul Janin. So now when you slaughter the mother and sacrifice it, and now the baby comes out. So if the baby is alive, so you slaughter it as well. And if it is dead, then you can't do anything, you just bury it. So that is what happens. There's no problem, your qurbani 100% valid, and baby alive, so you slaughter it as well, sacrifice it as well, but we count it as one qurbani, not two qurbani. So that is the fatwa and the masla regarding that issue.
Mufti Sahib, the sister is menstruating, what happens to her tawaf evida?
Remember that Zakatul Zakatul Janin is a famous Sahih Hadith in Muslim Sharif, and you will find it in Mishkat and in Musnad Ahmad and various compilations. So we should know the references as well. You can't just be quoting Hadith and you don't know whether you're coming or going. So we must be very, very circumspect and careful regarding that issue. You, my mother, the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, and in Ibn Majah, and various compilations. So now we go through. It is now the time for departure. You see, the night of the 14th. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in a place called Abtah. It's called Batha. It's called Muhassab. It's called Khayfe Bani Kanana. So all these same names for the same place. Where is it nowadays? So if you put the AI on, you put on the locations, you know today everything is easy, you can just do so. So if you are there in Aziziyah and in a place called Shisha, where they got Dawood Mota, bin Dawood. We don't say where bin Dawood is, but in that area there, so that is where Abta Batha Muhassab is. So the Master alayhi salatu salam was there and waiting for that Aisha radiallahu anha, that she must complete the Umrah with the brother and so forth, Abdul Rahman. So Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, you know Safiya radiallahu anha, Safiya bint Huyay. She is the honorable spouse and wife of the Master alayhi salatu salam. That her nafaki menses started. When they were coming for Hajj, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, her nafaki haiz menses started. Now departure, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha started. He Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, did she perform tawaful ifada afati? Did she perform? So they said, yes, Hanafis call it Tawaful Ziyara, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis call it Tawaful Ifada, same, it's the first compulsory one. She called it Naam, she said, yes. The Master alayhi salam said, fine, idhan fanfiri, then we go, no problem. So it shows, O Ummah, when you are there now in Makkah, Hajj is finished, everything finished. Today is the 14th of Zulhijjah. So now you want to perform Tawaful Wida, but your wife is now, or your mother, daughter, sister is in the menses, now what? You go ahead, the men, and you perform your Tawaful Wida. After Tawaful Wida, you make dua and so forth, and then there's no Sa'i, Safa, Marwa, anything. And you, the women, it is waived off for you. There is no dam, no penalty. You make dua and everything kabul. Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha was instructed to do so by Mustafa himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So don't worry, my sisters, daughters. If you are in menses and you have to perform Tawaful Wida, the farewell Tawaf, that is waived off, it falls away, no penalty, nothing, and your Hajj is maqbool, accepted and valid, alhamdulillah.
Mufti Sahab, what happens in a similar case of Tawaf is Ziyarat, a lady is in her menses and within 3 days they are returning, but she will not be parked. What happens to her Tawaf is Ziyarat?
Now you see, this is a very, very important masla. And when we used to take groups every year, we used to have that the wife won't come because they feel shy, obviously. So her husband will come, or the son will come regarding his mother or whatever you. So, or the brother will come regarding his sister. So what happens, the Suratul Masla, the masla is this. So this lady, she went for Hajj, alhamdulillah. And then they were eating a lot of dates and what have you. So now the nafaki, the menses started. And her habit is 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, whatever. So now, 3-4 days time, they have to leave. Leave for Mauritius, leave for South Africa, leave for Hong Kong, leave for America, Europe, wherever. So what happens in a case like that now? So the fatwa and the verdict is this, that you must go in the state of menses, make sure you have your pad and all your things. You women know better than all of us, you see. And all that, so you don't pollute the haram and masjidul haram and so forth. And you perform your tawaful ifada, tawaful ziyara. And thereafter, no salat, you go to the mas'ah and you make your sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And that is done now. Your tawaful wida will be waived off. Thus you have to perform because it's farz and compulsory. And you married, husband-wife relationship is not permissible unless the tawaful ziyara is performed. But what will be the consequences of performing this tawaf ziyara, tawaful ifada, whilst you are in menses wa anti haida? So remember, the fatwa is this. You will have to then slaughter, sacrifice a camel. They in Makkah, Mina. And if the camels are not available, they got virus and what have you, because the Saudis, funny things happens there also. It's punishment, actually. So from all might Allah for them, then you slaughter 7 goats or 7 sheep, whatever you can. And don't just trust the agent and people. They just pocket the money, half of them. You go there by the abattoir. You know where's the abattoir? That when you were there in Mina, where Mina ends, so then there's Muzdalifah. So there, where Mina ends and Muzdalifah start, the Mazbah. Merit Mim, Zal, Ba, Be, He, Mazbah. Just tell the taxi, Mazbah fi Mina. Like that, it still be open. So you go there and you tell them that they must now sacrifice for you. and inshallah they will sacrifice the camel for you if camel's available, otherwise 7 sheep or 7 goat. And that is after you have performed your tawaf ziyarah in the state of menses. So that will be the fatwa regarding that issue, and then you come home, then alles is rech, then everything's okay, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, can we do shopping after tawaf ziyarat?
So you must remember, you see that the dollars are tickling them. Okay, in our Mehman we say, "Manji angry, my fingers are itching now." You see that there's proper Mehman, if you know Mehman. "Manji angry, so anyway, so after tawaful ziyara, tawaful wida, you say, let me just go buy some dates. Let me just buy one more dafa kurta. Let me just go buy some new dress and so forth. You know, for my daughter-in-law, at least she'll make dua for me and so forth. All permissible ummah. Laysa alaykum junahun an tabtahu fadlam min rabbikum. In your hajj, you do some business and that. As long as it's not the primary objective, then remember it is permissible. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 198. Permissible after tawaful ziyara and after tawaful wida, but buy halal things, not haram things. Ameen. Salaamu alaykum.
One last question, very important, Mukhtar.
Do
the extra stones we collected have to be left by the Jamarat?
Yeah. Leave it there anywhere in Mina or wherever you picked it up, Muzdalifa or wherever. Don't bring them back. Then remember the police there, the custom official will pelt you, inshallah. So leave everything behind there, mashallah. The ulama have written that naqlul turab and naqlul hijara min al-ahjar min al-haramin sharifain is la yajuz and so forth. We mustn't bring it here. Leave everything there. Who you want to pelt here? You can't pelt anybody. Leave everything there. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.